I'm Kendall Shannon, and this is The Valley Life, where we talk about what the heck there is to do in the Valley. If you're living a life full of rare off days because you're working too much and you need satisfying activities to actually fill those off days, well, I'll tell you one thing. This show is exactly the one for you. This week, I have Andrew from Boba My Tea on. Give a shout-out to my people, Andrew. How are you doing?
What's up, guys?
And I wanted to ask, Andrew, so when I first had, like, come and talk to you, you had said that your English wasn't too good. I hope that's, you know. But I wanted to ask, where are you from?
I'm originally from Vietnam, Saigon, Vietnam.
Nice. When did you come out here?
I came over with the refugees in 82 with my family. And then we started off over with like pretty much everyone else.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then last question. Did you know English when you came out here? Or did you?
No, completely no English at all.
Wow. So it was hard?
Very hard. But as a kid, you know, it just pretty much started elementary, so it wasn't that difficult, but it was pretty hard.
Yeah. Okay, I get you. But also about Andrew. Andrew, yes. You own Boba My Tea, or co-own
yes.
Boba My Tea. How yes. is that?
It's fun, creative in different ways, and it's hard work. Pretty much hard work.
So what have you learned owning a business?
A lot of patience.
How come?
Because when it comes to getting things, orders, supplies, employees, and everything running smoothly, it takes a lot of time and patience. So you gotta like really calm yourself down, get things done properly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what actually is boba? Like,
boba is made of tapioca starch, and that's pretty much what it is. And when you eat it, it tastes pretty much like a chewy gummy bear. So when people ask, what's boba, a lot of times they're afraid of it. Mm-hmm. There's really nothing to be afraid of. Just imagine a gummy, chewy bear, and it's in your drink, fun for your mouth, and enjoy.
So tapioca starch.
It's a root.
Okay, yes. okay. Isn't, I can't think of the name of it. Taro. Isn't taro also a root?
Taro is also a root, yes. It's very popular.
And mm-hmm. don't you guys offer like a taro boba as well?
Yes. Oh no, we have a taro drink. We have taro drinks.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tea slush or smoothie, but there's no boba taro.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So like right? not the actual balls themselves.
Right.
Okay. So is there actually? Well, I've been to other boba places and they have like different flavors of boba.
Yes. There are different places that have different types of boba, but the majority popular one would be the honey boba. Mm-hmm. So that's what we have. It's the honey boba, traditional honey boba. Other places may be sweeten it with something else, but majority it will be the same boba. Yeah.
So what's the is there a difference between rainbow?
There's also a pink boba, a white boba. We also have crystal boba, but those are pretty much the same thing that's made of tapioca starch.
And
just different texture, different color.
Same thing as jellies, or will those are jellies?
Jellies are different things. Yeah.
Tell me about the jelly.
I have no idea what's a jelly.
It's just I throw it in the drink and there it is. Oh, wow, that's funny. So I always get what is it called? Again, it's like rainbow jelly with the, it's the tropical one.
You off know the what tropic?
No. It's okay, I'll come back to it. But tell me about, you don't know what the jelly is made of. What is the difference between slushy and milk teas?
The milk teas, it's tea, and it's for us, it's with non-dairy cream.
Mm-hmm.
And then the slush is ice blended. So it's like a slush smoothie. It's all ice blended. It's two different things.
Oh, so essentially it's just like a milk tea with blended ice.
For us, the slush, there's no tea in it. It's pretty much decaf. Well, the tea is actual tea, yeah.
Oh, so there is a like distinction between
the yeah.
two.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What's your top five?
Top five for us is the cookie and cream frappe, mm-hmm. Bloody Mango.
Do you put boba in the Bloody Mango?
Yeah, you can put boba into anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
So that was like cookie and cream, Bloody Mango, Temptation, Kokomi Mango, and it's the top five, right?
Uh-huh.
Kryptonite.
Those? Oh, okay. Are those your personal top five? Or?
No, the store's top five.
What are your personal top five?
My personal top five would probably be Sunset Breeze. It's a decaffeinated drink,
mm-hmm.
and there's no tea in it, so it's kind of cool. fruity two-layer. That's a layer of blue layer on top, which is made of butterfly pea flower tea, which is an Asian flower. I think you pretty much find it over there. And then the lower bottom would be a fruity flavor. So when you get it, you have to really have to shake it to get the two to blend together to make that perfect flavor.
What's the rainbow drink?
The rainbow drink. That's the Sunset Breeze.
Oh, but I thought it had like the like orange, red, green.
Yeah, so you have to shake it.
Oh.
So like that's the layer that goes up. It looks like the sunset, which kind of rainbow, I guess.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So actually, I noticed that because I go there all the time. Mm-hmm. You guys stay open until like 12 at night.
Yes, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we close at 12. That's pretty much the customers requested, pretty much. So they're there. We open for them.
Oh, so it definitely is advantage, or there's an advantage of being open that late.
Yeah, there's a lot of customers that comes in after school nights and just hang out and chill. That's what they prefer to do. So we open late for them to enjoy.
Oh, nice, nice. I had a question. Can you mix flavors, or can you
Yes, you can always mix flavors. You can always mix your own flavors. Create your own tea, slush, or smoothie, whatever you prefer. But for us, we're mostly popular for our pre-made. We make our own specialty flavors. That's what the customer comes in without thinking what they want. It's
so
all pre-made.
Like
yeah,
made in store.
It's pretty much made in store. We pretty much create our own drinks. Yes, without the flavors created. Yes.
Wow. So like, do you guys like take a certain day to like come up with drinks?
We work with a company that helps us create different flavors so that we can be distinctive from everyone else. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of boba stores pretty much have the same flavors. Mm-hmm. And for us to stand out, we have to have different flavors, be creative, and stand out from everyone else to survive.
Nice, nice, nice. Yeah. I've actually noticed there's a lot of boba spots around here. Is that how you guys like kind of compete with them?
Yes, I think that's the way for a business to survive is to be unique.
Also, talking about being unique, you guys play cartoons.
Yes, we play Tom and Jerry on our projectors. It takes the entire wall, which the kids totally love. Yeah, it's really fun.
Have you ever thought of doing a different theme night, like maybe a movie night, scary movie night?
So far for us, Thursday night has been a live jazz performance. So tomorrow there's from 8:30 to 8:30 to 11 will be free live jazz on the patio. It's pretty much every Thursday, pretty much.
Yeah, good thing it's not inside because it's a little small. But that's pretty awesome. Do they play good sets? Tell me more.
It's from Fred Horns. He's the director or the leader. Mm-hmm. So he pretty much plays whatever he and his friends feels like for that day.
Nice. Yeah. I don't know if you remember, but my friends actually performed over there. They were young men. They're a rap group.
We have a lot of performers, which a lot of times I am not there, so I'm sorry.
In case the people wanted to see you for whatever reason, what time are you normally there?
I'm pretty much normally there 3 to 5 pretty often, around those times daily, pretty much.
Nice, nice. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought of opening another boba spot? Is there more boba spots?
For us, it's pretty much a family-run place. We plan on opening another location, but for now we have one so far. We plan on opening another one maybe next year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Everything looks good in the books.
Everything looks good. We just need to find a different location somewhere that is convenient. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for the customers to be there for.
Is the objective to go next to colleges? Because I know that you guys are like always busy.
Pretty much. Next to a school is probably a good idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you could choose what school, what would it be?
I have no idea. Probably Pierce.
Fingers crossed, huh? So what do you think of, like, because boba is becoming so big, it's kind of becoming like a trend.
Right.
And like, it's like, people are on social media with boba. What do you think of it all?
I think it's more than a trend. It's pretty much an addiction. There's something there to love and something there to enjoy, especially when for our drinks, people really enjoy it. It's not just something that you go over, you get it, like, just post on Instagram, but people really do enjoy it, and it's a quality drink that you can't just enjoy with your kids.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And speaking of enjoyment, I hear that you guys, or not here, I actually noticed that you guys started doing, like, the more sweet, less sweet.
Yes.
How do you guys gauge that?
Well, actually, we've always had less sweet, more sweet. It's actually painted on our wall. But not that many customers has paid attention to it. Mm-hmm. Therefore, our employees are now asking if the customer wanted more sweet or less sweet.
See, I'm one of those customers, huh? So say, for instance, someone doesn't like their drink. What do you guys do?
Oh, we're just glad to take it back. Or first of all, we ask them, is there a reason why, so that we can understand our customer more and more. Mm-hmm. And they're welcome to trade in for a different drink or totally get their money back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can people also sample your drinks before?
There's certain drinks that we can give you samples for. But mm-hmm. if a drink that makes lettuce, we have to make completely like a whole new drink. So therefore, we cannot give you a sample. But mm-hmm. our policy is, if you get a drink that you don't like, you can always return it and just get your money back or trade a different drink. So there's really no need to ask for a small sample when you get to try the whole thing and you like it. If you don't like it, you just give it back. Or get your money back.
Right. So it's not even like an in-store credit thing. It's like you get
your full money back. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's being a business, like, that's very good. Like, you know, most people.
Yeah, because 90% of our drinks are different from everyone else's. And we encourage our customers to try them out. And that's one way to help you guys try things out.
Nice. It's very sweet. It's more sweet, huh? But I actually read on social media, I don't even know where, like, I was remembering it when I was, like, just trying to come up with questions, but it was, like, boba and the starch can lead to cancer. Is that true?
Not that I know of.
Ah.
Not that I know of. Tapioca is pretty much made of tapioca starch, so I don't know where it can lead to cancer, so I don't know. I mean, there's a whole, if you go to Taiwan, there's a whole country that's Asia, pretty much Asia, everywhere else. If it's cancerous, the U.S. wouldn't allow it. So I think that's the safest answer to that.
Nice. Well, way to spell that. I appreciate it. Keep the myth out of there. So earlier we were talking about discounts to college students.
Yes. For your listeners, for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, if you just tell you are from the listeners, and then you get 10% for your drinks, for mm-hmm. your entire order.
So if you say, I'm from the Valley Life, I heard Kendall's show or whatever, then, you know, shout out to you for one, but two, you'll get 10% off on your drink.
Yes.
So if you're doing anything this weekend, I hope that it is that you're getting boba this weekend. All right. Well, it's not like they can respond, huh? But you guys also honor the stamp cards. Tell us more about that.
Yes. Every drink you buy, you get one stamp. After mm-hmm. 10 stamp, you get a $4 credit to the drinks, to the snacks, whatever it is that's in the store. You get a complete $4 off.
And how much are your drinks generally?
The basic for a slush or a smoothie is $4.25.
Wow.
And
so
that is
like
a 32-ounce. That's a lot. That's a lot of drink.
Yeah.
So for a tea, it would be like $3.85, if I remember correctly. But
nice.
It's a lot of drink for that price.
Nice. And you said, or any other products. What else?
We have macaron. Our macaron are organic, and they are gluten-free. And we have chips. We have different kinds of snacks. Yeah.
Are those store-made too?
No, those are a special order from us.
Oh,
we have a
new
macaron, which is a cookie and cream macaron, which is very popular.
Have you guys ever thought of getting the ice cream macarons?
No, because I think it would conflict with our slushes and smoothies.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever thought of bringing like maybe more than the macarons or the pocky sticks?
Yes, we are looking to get more snacks in. Yes, we are looking to do that, yes.
And then you guys also offer board games, I believe.
We offer a lot of games. So just give us something to trade, and then just take whatever games you want to play with you guys and enjoy.
Nice. So board games and the cartoons, you kind of...
Yeah, it's a pretty chill environment. There's a patio to enjoy, and there's inside to enjoy. Just do whatever you need. There's two couch. Put your leg up, enjoy, drink your boba, and watch cartoons.
Nice. Do people actually have trouble finding the location?
Sometimes, but once you go to the mall, there's signs everywhere for our store, so it's pretty easy, yes.
Mm-hmm. And for those who don't know, Boba Mai Tea is actually on the top floor.
Top floor of Panda Express, Nordoff and Reseda?
Reseda, yeah.
Reseda.
Nice. I actually live right there. So I know. But it's really cool. You guys should definitely check it out. Just to, you know, throw that in there, that advertisement. But it is always busy.
It's pretty busy. But our crew does a very wonderful job in speeding things up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not that bad of a wait, even though if you see a line all the way out this door to the patio, just don't be afraid. it's pretty fast. Our crew does a wonderful job.
Yeah. I would actually notice that. Like, it would look like kind of like a Six Flags line. And then, you get in line for like 20 minutes in there. You know, drink fresh out.
Yeah.
It's good. Why is boba actually served warm?
Boba is warm because fresh boba are always warm. We need to keep it warm so that it doesn't get hard. When I say it's hard, it doesn't mean like it's going to be hard as a rock, but just not going to be as a gummy bear texture. Mm-hmm. So that's the texture that we try to achieve to keep it warm. So when you get boba, do not put it in the refrigerator. It's going to be a little bit harder than the desired texture.
Mm.
Yeah.
So say, for instance, someone likes like old boba. Do you guys offer that as well?
No, we don't offer anything old.
right.
Our boba is actually made fresh every 3 hours. Yeah,
oh,
it sells out really fast. Yeah.
Oh, how do you do that?
Well, I can't tell you, but but it's freshly made every 3 hours. It's ready for you guys. Yeah.
Oh, nice. So you guys heard it here, fresh boba. So have the stamp cards actually helped or hurt you?
The stamp card, I guess. Well, we do lose some money for that, but it helps the customers to come back, for our loyal customers to come back and get their profit or their benefit from being a loyal customer.
Does it lead to more purchases after?
Oh, yes. It actually does. It gives them, like, you know, encourage them to try something new that they wouldn't probably have because it's a $4 credit. So they probably try, hey, it's free $4. Let's try something new. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a good thing.
And how many stamps does it actually take to actually get like the $4 credit?
Just buy a complete of 10 drinks and then just turn in your stamp card and you get your $4 credit.
Right. And I believe you guys honor every drink?
Every single drink, yes.
So like say for instance I went and I bought like 9 drinks.
Yeah. Let's say one order, you order 11 drink.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 10 drink already. So your 11th drink will be, you get a $4 off right there.
Nice. What is actually the largest order you guys have ever gotten?
The largest order was a few years ago.
Dang, you still remember it years ago?
It was the most craziest thing I've even posted. It was 17 drinks. 17 drinks, so we had to really pause the entire store to get things out.
That's funny. Oh, wow. Imagine 17 drinks.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with that. Pretty happy with that. That was an achievement.
Was it? Oh, yeah. Okay. And she made most definitely. Are all your drinks made with natural or real ingredients? Say, like, for instance, if you have like pineapple in your smoothie, do you use real pineapple?
Yes, the pineapple, our fruit flavors are fruit concentrate. So there are fruits in there. So then when you get it, so make sure you're not allergic to that specific fruit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait. So.
So there's fruit in there. There's fruit and there's flavors. So because if you just throw in, like, let's say you throw in strawberry slush, you're just gonna get the tart of the strawberry. You're not gonna get much flavor, so you do need a little bit extra help.
Right. Oh, okay. So that makes complete sense.
Yeah.
Wow. So has that Oh. Okay. So say for instance, you guys had like a natural menu. Has that ever been a thought?
Well, for our natural menu, our kokomi mango is fresh coconut. So it's not powdered coconut or anything else like other places. It's actually fresh coconut that's mixed daily, pretty much. Yeah, and there are like a kokomi mango, not kokomi mango, bloody mango. Blended mango that's in there. That's blended in. Yes.
Nice. Oh, so, but then you guys also put mango chunks as well.
We made mango chunks. Yes, it's pretty much like if you go to Jamba, there's fruits and there's concentrate. There's a lot of things that adds in to create the drink. Otherwise, if it's just a single fruit, it'll just be very blah.
Yeah, because I know Jamba there. I mean, Jamba sounds good, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you say is your biggest selling point?
The biggest selling point? What do you mean?
Like, you should get Boba Mai Tea over any other boba because.
Oh, I think pretty much our ingredients, our recipes, our flavor speaks for itself. So we don't need to advertise or anything much.
The drink literally speaks for itself.
Yeah, we're pretty confident with that.
Shoot. You guys heard it here. As we come to a close, I'm going to freestyle this out. I'm going to hit a couple bars. Nah, just kidding. What I'm going to do is thank Andrew for this opportunity.
Thank you,
Andrew. There's one last thing I want to say to the people. Oh, is there one last thing you want to say to the people?
We've been open for 5 years, 6 years now. I want to say thank you to everyone that supported Boba My Tea, and we hope that we can be here to serve you for many more years. Thank you. And thank you for letting me be on the radio with you. Thank you.
Heck yeah. Okay, you heard it first. Catch us next week with the Neon Retro Arcade, also found on Reseda. This is Kendall Shannon. Much love. Goodbye.